Welcome to Tiger Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Glenn Hoffman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Lynn Jones. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Jack Morris. And now, play ball. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Tigers. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Remy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a pop-up towards first. Stapleton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman bunts towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first, with Morris covering, for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards first. Stapleton scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whitaker for the out. Two outs. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-1 in the game. Rice strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-1 in the game. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gibson is hit by the pitch. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards left. Rice fields it and throws to second to catch Gibson for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. Parrish hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Gettman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton strikes out. One out. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gettman strikes out. two outs. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson strikes out. Gettman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Jackson out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0-for-0 in the game. Hoffman hits a fly ball into right field. Gibson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Remy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-2 in the game. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Len Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Parrish fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Red Sox, 1, Tigers, 1. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-2 in the game. Lansford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Morris fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson bunts towards the mound. Ojeda fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. he's got one RBI. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0 for 2 in the game. Parrish hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 0 for 2 in the game. Gettman hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hoffman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Cowens moves to second. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Evans who is chasing the ball. Whitaker reaches third base with a triple. Cowens scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Lynn Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Bob Stanley now pitching. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jones. The throw from Gettman and he is safe. Jones steals second. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell bunts towards third. Lansford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Whitaker scores. Jones moves to third. It's 3-1, Tigers. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gibson hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a fly ball into center field. Cowens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 3 in the game. Evans strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 3 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Morris scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 3, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Tiger Stadium in Detroit.